My brothers and sisters in Christ, we've begun the holiest week of our lives, Holy Week, beginning with this Palm Sunday. We all get a free palm branch, and we decorate our homes. I hope you take one home with you, keep it with you year-round. They are blessed by our bishop. We call this Palm Sunday, but we also call it Passion Sunday. You'll notice that every other Sunday throughout the year, our focus is really on the resurrection of Christ, but this Sunday is different. We think about those events which led up to the resurrection. Resurrection is central to our beliefs, but we know that the passion has to happen first, that there is no resurrection without our Lord's first giving his life. And so you heard the words in the Gospel of St. Luke pointing to us what exactly happened with our Lord. And as you go through this week, I hope you and I will take time, especially to think about some of these people that St. Luke talks about. Simon of Cyrene, who was forced to carry the cross with Jesus. What a shocking reality to be forced to help a criminal. And then, as he was carrying it, perhaps recognizing that Jesus was innocent, what change of heart happened? To take time to think about St. Dismas, who was a thief and was dying for his sins, his crimes that he committed, but asked Jesus for mercy. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. To think about Veronica, who was willing to go and help Jesus, to wipe his face filled with blood and spit and dirt and shame from all those that yelled at him. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have this week, the holiest week of our lives, to take time to think about our Lord's passion and to remember how much he loved us, how much he does love us. Let's allow ourselves to make this week a little bit different than every other week of the year. Let's give ourselves that space. Let's ask for forgiveness from those that we've offended. Let's forgive those who have asked forgiveness from us, being willing to do that. Let's do simple things like not watch unnecessary shows or surfing the internet or social media unnecessarily. Go and visit one person this week who isn't expecting a visit but would love to have you come over, somebody who can't repay you. Take those 5 minutes each day and think about our Lord's passion. Give yourself that space, that permission. Come to Mass each day this week, especially on Good Friday, the day when Jesus died. If you have work off that day, make time, allow yourself to come and to be loved by Christ, who loves us so much that he even died on the cross for us.